Chapter 11. Magwitch's Final Journey. The next day, Pip and Herbert went to get Magwitch. Together, they got into the small boat, and Pip and Herbert began to row down the river in the direction of the ship.
"My dear boy," Magwitch said gently to Pip, "thank you for helping me. I know it's dangerous for you."
Magwitch has become a kinder and more compassionate man, Pip thought to himself. I was afraid of him, but now I like him. Everything is different now. Herbert and Pip continued rowing hard for some time. Suddenly, they heard a bigger boat near them.
"Stop rowing," a man shouted. "We're the police. We're trying to find a prisoner called Magwitch. He left Australia without permission, and we think he's trying to leave England."
Pip and Herbert stopped rowing. They were both trembling with fear. The police boat approached them.
"I know that man,"
a policeman shouted with excitement. He was pointing at Magwitch.
"I saw him many years ago, but I never forget a face. He was always a criminal. We're trying to find this man. He must go to prison until his trial, and the court will decide his punishment."
Magwitch heard this and became white. He stood up in the small boat and jumped into the water. He began swimming away from the boat. In his panic, he didn't see a big rock in the river. His head hit the rock, and he went under the water. One of the policemen jumped into the water and saved him. He tried to bring him into the police boat, but Magwitch injured his chest on the side of the boat. His head and chest were bleeding a lot. Pip was already in the police boat too. He cleaned the blood from Magwitch's head and held his hand. The police took Magwitch to prison until he had to go to court. But he was very ill, and they put him into the prison clinic. Pip visited him there every day. "I'm very sorry that you returned from Australia for me," Pip said sadly to Magwitch.
"Don't be sorry, Pip," Magwitch said. "I wanted to do some things, and I did them. I wanted to see my gentleman in his new life in London. I don't regret anything."
Pip visited Magwitch every day. He felt only love and compassion for him now. One day, Herbert said to Pip, "I have to go and work in Egypt for my company. I'll return in a few years. Please come to Egypt with me. There's work for you too." "I can't leave Magwitch now, Herbert," Pip said sadly. "But maybe I'll come to Egypt later." Herbert left England, and Pip felt lonely. Magwitch became weaker every day. When his trial finally began, he couldn't walk very fast, and he couldn't breathe well. The judge made his decision very quickly.
"The court sentenced the prisoner, Magwitch, to stay in Australia all his life. Instead, he returned to England," he said in a serious voice. "We must hang him for his crimes."
Pip felt tears in his eyes, and he couldn't look at Magwitch. Pip brought Magwitch back to the clinic to wait for the day of his hanging. Magwitch was in pain, but he never complained.
"I think I'll die before they can hang me," he said, smiling at Pip.
"Before Magwitch dies, I must tell him about Estella," thought Pip. He sat down on Magwitch's bed and held his hand. "My dear friend and benefactor," he said, "I've got something very important to tell you. I know you had a little girl and you loved her very much. You believe her mother killed her many years ago, but it's not true. She's alive. She's a beautiful, intelligent lady, and I love her." Magwitch's face was full of light and peace. He couldn't speak anymore. But he took Pip's hand and kissed it. Then he closed his eyes forever.